He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 10:37-39. Good morning, friends. I hope that today finds each of you well and encouraged in the Lord. I want you to keep this scripture in mind as I proceed with the thought of this message. There are some things which are necessary for us to give up in order to gain those things of eternal value. Here's another verse. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:33. Perhaps there is greater depth in that saying of Jesus than I will be able to cover in such a short few minutes on this broadcast. But let me tell you what inspired this message. In one of those wonderful prayer meetings which we have here in Guthrie, where so many saints attend, there were 25 who testified. Wouldn't you like to be in a prayer meeting like that? I am sure there were a number of others who could have testified also, but perhaps they didn't want to cause a meeting to be prolonged beyond a reasonable time. One of those who testified mentioned what she had seen in Colorado. Among the scenic views was this one. There were two huge boulders or rocks which could be seen from a great distance. These, I believe, were in or near the Garden of the Gods. Perhaps some of you have been there. This, of course, is just a name given that particular area. Well, anyway, the road approaches these two big rocks, and from a distance, one cannot see any way to go between the rocks, and yet the road is headed right that way. She said that as she came closer, then there was this sign, "You can, a million others have." This meant that there was space enough on the road, which went right between those two rocks, for one to pass safely through, even though it didn't appear that way from a distance. Think of this for a moment. You can. What do you get from that? You can do what? Well, really, you can do a lot of things. Some might not be to your best interest or the interest of others. Now, connect this thought with the text in Luke. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Is it possible for a person to put God first in his life above father, mother, brothers, or sisters, houses and lands? Yes, even in his own life? Has it ever been done before? Yes, indeed, dear ones. I don't suppose we would be able to know or count the ones who have done so. Perhaps to say a million others would be putting it mildly. Then, doesn't that give you courage and inspiration to believe that if others have been faithful, you can also do the will of God? It is true that we must give up everything that is contrary to Christian principle. But it is also true that most of what we give up is exchanged for that which is worth far more. But let me be more specific. What are some of the things you have given up to follow Christ? Well, for one thing, I believe that people who live in sin are dissatisfied. There is a restlessness and a longing which cannot be satisfied until it finds rest and peace in Christ. Who is it that wouldn't give up this satisfaction for the satisfaction and contentment of peace which passeth understanding? Why, I would be glad to make a trade like that, wouldn't you? What more does one have to give up? They have to give up their own selfish, sinful ways. And who is it that wouldn't be glad to give up their own ways for the ways of God? God knows more than we do anyhow. He can see further. In fact, he can lead us his way, which is far better than our own. So I would think that a person would be glad to give up their ways to go God's way. What else? We give up the darkness of sin and despair to walk in the light of God. Listen to this scripture. who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13-14. Now, another characteristic about an unsaved person is this. There are certain things of which they are not sure. In other words, they have doubts. Do you suppose a sinner ever stopped to ask himself, what am I going to do when God brings me into judgment for the way I've been living? That would present a doubt, wouldn't it? I wonder what his answer is. Dear ones, wouldn't you rather have the assurance to know that your sins were under the blood and you belong to the Lord? Why not let him remove that doubt? Would I be safe in saying you can, a million others have? Why, I believe I would. In place of doubt and confusion, there is assurance and confidence. Jesus told his disciples, have faith in God. Why don't you let your doubts go and grasp God's promises? Listen to this verse. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 1:20. That sounds like a good trade to me, to give up doubt and get trust. Well, that is not all. If you start talking about riches, there are a lot of folks that get interested right away. Some folks like to dream about some rich relative leaving them a great inheritance that they can just fall heir to without turning their hands. I would say that real riches cannot be purchased with silver and gold. Listen to this verse. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Romans 11:33. From the scriptures we understand, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Hebrews 11:24-26. Don't you think Moses had something to give up? Think for a moment. Moses was an Israelite. The Israelites were oppressed by the Egyptians. But here was Moses, brought up as a son of Pharaoh's daughter. He was no doubt educated and had a lot of advantages that the normal Israelite didn't have. He could have just been known as Pharaoh's daughter's child. But this he refused to do. He gave it all up, that he might suffer affliction with the people of God and inherit greater riches, yes, by far, than he could have ever possibly had in Egypt. Why was that? Moses seemed to know that those Egyptian riches were only temporal and fleeting. He wanted God's approval on his life. Dear ones, let me tell you that you too can be victorious through Christ. You can. I believe millions of others have. Here's a poem. The things which are behind, leave behind earth's empty pleasure, fleeting hope and changeful love. Leave its soon corroding treasure. There are better things above. Leave, oh leave thy fond aspiring. Bid thy restless heart be still. Cease, oh cease thy vain desiring. Only seek thy Father's will. Leave behind the doubting spirit and thy crushing load of sin. By thy mighty Savior's merit, life eternal thou shalt win. Leave the darkness gathering o'er thee. Leave the shadow land behind. Rims of glory lie before thee. Enter in and welcome find. Our Father, bless the words of the message to the good of every listener. May they be able to rise from their doubts, fears, and past failures to be an overcomer through thy name. Remember those, so many of whom have written their prayer requests to us. Our hearts go out to thee in their behalf. Be with them this day, and may they be made to realize how great are the unsearchable riches of Christ, and thine shall be the praise through Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a song, Joy Unspeakable. The singers are Lynn Carver, Arnie Carver, Troy Gentry, and Edgar Martin.
I have found His grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been born. I have found the pleasure I once prayed. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing I am saved from the awful cross of sin. Joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All the half has never yet been told. I have found the joy no tongue can.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the richest blessings of God be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.